Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I sat down to check out another South Korean mystery thriller release on Netflix because, you know, when I go to Netflix, I get a lot of intensely suspenseful type movies. But this one was called Bluebeard. And it was weird because the name didn't really tell you much of anything at all. But once again, it's about serial killers, or if not, just a bunch of killing in Seoul, Korea, or in the surrounding Korean areas. So what is this one laid out to be? It's when a doctor learns a murderous secret from a sedated patient, he finds himself in the middle of an unsolved serial murder case. As dismembered bodies start showing up close to home, the doctor realizes he must solve the riddle before the killer realizes what he may know. So, that sounded good, but if you saw the previews, it looked a little weird. It looks like he was afraid and he was running away and, Jesus, someone's ready to get him and all types of stuff. But to break it down a little bit, it's really about... It seems as though this doctor is really secluded and he moves to another town after he gets a divorce or a separation from his wife because he gets calls and she's ranting on about things and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he goes into a hospital or a clinic that does colonoscopies and it's a profession. And since the government pays for them, there's just like a lot of people who comes in. So the one thing that happens when they show this guy showing up and his assistant seems to be kind of flirting with him and he still seems pretty distant positioned there. So they start just saying things. This one lady start talking about some sexual activity. And then there's a guy who, an older gentleman, and most of them that was coming in were older. He starts talking about something about cutting people apart and he's telling someone about it, but he's saying it in his sleep while he's sedated. So he hears that, the lady kind of hears that, and you know, it was kind of like, whoa, this is kind of weird. But come to find out, this guy that was sedated, or this older gentleman, actually lives in the same building that he does. They happen to own the building, but they own a butcher shop downstairs, and they both are butchers. And the old man seemed to be having Alzheimer's or something that, you know, he's slowly losing his mind. But his son is there, and his son gives off a vibe that is just like really, really weird. Then he has a son as well that is, I think, mixed Filipino. And so it's really, really weird that what happens is he walks past the window and he looks in and there's a bag and it looks like there's a severed head in the bag. And what is the big thing about the severed head? Well, the news keeps talking about there has been body pieces being found all over Korea or in the surrounding area where the town that he's in. And it looks like there's a, within that town, it used to be a whole bunch of serial killing that was going on. But it's just kind of panned off like later on. So it was like a really crazy environment. But the good thing too is the characters were very, very interesting. So let me back up. You got the main doctor. You got the people who work in the office and one of his assistants that's there that's been flirting with him. Then you got the two guys that, well, not the two guys, the son and the father that runs the butcher shop. And, you know, you can see how grossly they're just cutting up the meat and you don't really know what kind of meat it is. So he moves into this apartment after he's separated from his wife and he has a son that he tries to take care of, but his son is like a little asshole, just, you know, begging for stuff and kind of saying things that, you know, kind of just getting him off his whatever pace and everything. But anyway, the thing is, so he starts saying, wait a minute, there's something weird about this. His father talked about killing people. The son who's running the shop seems to be weird. The son of the son said, when he introduced him, he said, yeah, his mother disappeared and she was never seen again. And the rumors around is he killed his wife, but yet he has another wife, a younger wife. And there was like, I hope nothing happens to her. But the rumor is his wife didn't run away. The butchers killed her. So he's really started looking at them a little closely. And then the butcher comes up to the house looking at him strangely and said, did you need anything? Or here, I brought you some steak. And he said, what kind of meat is this? And he kind of looked at him and, you know, he said some kind of flank steak. So they sit there and they have beer and he looks around and there's books everywhere. It's like a whole bunch of books. So he reads a lot of mystery novels because that's his pastime. He barely was able to pay the rent. That's why he was in this small little apartment that he was renting, and he had some golf clubs. And his boss at the new place that he started working at said, let's play golf. And he said, I had to get rid of the golf clubs because he couldn't afford the alimony for his wife and the apartment. So this guy's just going through a whole lot of stuff. Then all of a sudden, you know, his assistant, she's walking around with like a Gucci bag and everything. And the other assistant was like, where you got that from? He's like, well, I got a little boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, she has some suspicion around her. So as this goes along, and stuff are going, you know, blow by blow, he starts seeing things that tells him that the butchers are the people, or one of them are the murderers that's killing these people and they're chopping the people up. So he comes downstairs, and when he comes downstairs and he's talking with the butcher, and he looks on the top shelf, and no, he looks inside as they're sitting there, and in the freezer there's the bag, and you see the hair, and the hair is just hanging out of it, but you don't know if it's the hair of a head or is the hair of something else. But he takes off and he grabs the bag while they're in the middle of talking and having a beer, and he just leaves. And he opens the bag when he gets to his apartment, and they never show you what he sees, but he grabs it and he puts it in the freezer. And so everything is just like really, really weird. And then the assistant comes upstairs and say, hey, what's going on? The cops came to the job asking about some things. Well, he was asking about some things because his wife came over, and the scenes, the editing is like really, really weird in this, because they cut and paste areas that sometimes you think it's happening, sometimes you don't know it's happening, because it seems like he's delusional, or you don't know if he's dreaming or whatever. But come to find out, this guy was on some kind of drugs as well. So, and the twists and turns in here really throws you off. It's very, very interesting. But the twist and turns was, hey, is he's a murderer? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he murdered someone. Or no, maybe the butchers did it. Or wait a minute. One of the ladies disappeared. His assistant disappeared because she ran from his apartment because he was trying to tell her something. And all of a sudden she started acting a certain way. And so she runs down the street and he chases her because he sees somebody chasing after her. And then somebody knocks the shit out of him, and he wakes up in his bed, and there's someone that's there to say, hey, I'm a detective and I'm trying to find out what's going on. And the detective name is something similar to what he's used to. So you don't know if this is hallucination, because at first he was like, this guy showed up at the clinic and he was just sitting there, but he never serviced him. But he saw him. He had like this jacket on, and he had a like an old hat on. But once he picked him up and he said, I was following you and I was investigating this family that's the butchers downstairs, and he really thought that they were the serial killers or had something to do with the killings, but he never had any evidence. And he's like, hey, I got the head inside of my refrigerator or my freezer. And the guy was like, hey, look, here's my card, you know, come talk to me if you find anything, we need some better evidence, let me know what you find, and yada yada yada. So it's like really, really weird. And then there's twist on top of twist that you still feel that maybe the butchers is trying to kill him. And then you come to find out he has a history of drug addiction himself, and he's taking drugs, but you don't know if he was taking drugs and killing people, or did he go to this new town not just because of his wife, or because he was doing something and never really got over it and he was trying to run away. Then it goes back to say, wait a minute, maybe these butcher people are part of it. And it shows twist upon twist. And then the person who was killed, that they find the bodies like separated all over the place, come to find out this woman really was part of this loan shark people that was selling the drugs, and he was stealing drugs and selling it to them. And not only was he selling it, he was turning around and he was taking them. So that woman was cut up and dismembered and put around the area. Then it looked like the evidence went toward him. And then he found out that the assistant was actually stealing drugs and selling them, and that's how she got the Gucci bag. So it was a lot of different storylines that were kind of all over the place, but it seemed interesting because you still wanted to find out why. You wanted to find out, well, that was a basic killing, but was there any other killings prior to that? Oh, and by the way, in between all of that, his wife went missing. After she came to see him, and basically they were talking, and then they had sex, and then she got mad at him for some reason. But during the movie, they tell you why she got mad. So they kind of go through that, so you can see that as well. So after that, she went missing, but no one knew what happened, because the last place she was in his apartment. So they've still tried to figure out, was it him or was it someone else? He thought it was the butchers, because the butchers thought he was catching on to them and trying to find out what was going on. So again, this is very intense. And if you see these Korean movies, I really like them because they're kind of dark. They're kind of mysterious in certain ways. They give you clues, but they put a lot of complications in it. So it's not a straightforward, here you go, it's laid out, here's the story. Once you get to the end, wow, that was kind of cool. No, it's really so twisted that if you don't keep up, you don't see certain things that happen. And then you don't understand where the twist turns into another twist. But I think with this movie, Bluebeard, the twist just was a little too much, because it started with one twist, went back to another one, added something to it, and then it was another twist. And then at the end, come to find out there's another twist at the end. So even though there was a murders, there were multiple murders, and then there was murders for different reasons. So then when you figure that out at the end, you kind of like, what the hell? I mean, really, what? Why was this laid out in this way? But it makes it so interesting, because it's not your typical serial killer mystery of why and who and when and how. So all of those, they're all combined all together. But this one is a really, really worth seeing suspense, horror, all of that. That's, you should see from the Korean movies that's coming out. They're just very, very well done. But this one's a little confusing. So some people may get lost. And if you haven't seen a bunch of Korean movies, then you would really be confused. But if you're used to seeing them, you're still going to say this is just a little too much of a twist on a twist on a twist. I think what they were saying about the actual, what is the name? The director, this director hasn't really directed a movie in years. So as this one happened for years, they turned around and this is a new one. So this director tried to put a whole bunch on here at once and try to kind of take over your mind to say, hey, look how clever I am, or I'm going to just doing some different things so you can check it out. But I think overall, Bluebeard was a really, really good movie. I think it was a very interesting movie, and I think it's worthwhile seeing. It's a really mystery drama kind of horror flick, and it's going to throw you in the loop. You may just get pissed off because, you know, there's just too many twists, or you may be highly entertained by the way they did it and how clever and stylistic it was, but kind of just throws you off at the end. But I think you'll enjoy probably the hour and a half, and then the last half hour, it just kicks in and it starts making a lot of changes. So pretty good, though. I rated about a 7.5 because I think it was really interesting. And if I turn around and I see it again, I'm going to look at the clues before that, and then I'm going to see why they wanted to make a turn, because it's a good film to kind of interpret what the director really wanted to show. But I think it's an enjoyable movie to see. But anywho, Fade to Black Cinema, I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. We'll be back next time with my wife, and we'll talk about some of the movies in the theaters that's coming out, because it's a kind of delay. So in between my time, I have a good day and I kind of binge watch either movies or a couple of TV series. And the ones from Korea has been kind of attracting me going from there. I got two more that I'm trying to see, but Netflix is releasing so much stuff that I'm going to try to fit a one or two in between. But anywho, Bushy Black Bro on Instagram or Twitter. So you can hit me up in there. So I try to put a couple of things that I'm seeing in the meantime. Or you see me on YouTube on the Bougie Black Brother Network, as well as Facebook on the Bougie Black Brother Network. So one way or another, there's a lot of ways to see this. It's changing it from Urban Lifestyle Cafe to Fade to Black Cinema Podcast. Sure, thank you so much for stopping by, and I hope to see you next Wednesday on Fade to Black Cinema. Peace.